From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. Another busy weekend for the arts. Artist Reimer Cordillo opens his exhibit at the Taubman Museum on Friday, The Deep Ecology of a Sacred Nature. Taubman Executive Director Cindy Peterson.
Different ways that he does printmaking, the different birds and different animals within, you know, that's significant. So he actually collects and has people bring to him, if that is a cardinal, a blue jay, a sparrow, parrot.
Also at the Taubman this coming Sunday, beginning at 3 p.m., a conversation with Senator Tim Kaine and a book signing for his new book, Walk, Paddle, and Run. Roanoke author Beth Macy joins the senator in conversation. Free registration recommended. Mill Mountain Theater celebrates 60 years with three concerts this Friday and Saturday, featuring Broadway hits spanning six decades. Mill Mountain's producing artistic director is Ginger Poole.
Some tributes to some of the shows that have been on our stage, touching on those memories and fun times when you hear songs from the different decades and different eras.
At Virginia Tech in the Studio Theater at Squire Center, through two shows this Saturday, it's Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. David R. Gammons will direct. He set his version in Las Vegas. He's also an assistant professor. Gammons says on the surface, shrew might seem dated.
If you dig into the text and the poetry and you really examine these characters, you actually see a lot more going on there. You actually see a real relationship begin to develop, and you see two characters, both of whom are unruly on the surface, come to a kind of mutual understanding.
Speaking of Shakespeare, a new downtown Roanoke Community Theater will launch in July with Crimes of the Heart. Exit, Pursued by a Bear, is named after a Shakespeare stage direction. The Bear will stage productions at Community High School. Stevie Holcomb is vice president of the board.
A great amount of talent, a great amount of want for theater in the area, but we just don't have a lot of space for it. We wanted to have another place to play.
A big weekend of music in Roanoke for the Down by Downtown Music Festival, including headliner Margot Price at Elmwood Park on Friday night. And speaking of music, the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra with a Sunday matinee from Italy with Love at Jefferson Center. Rossini's The Barber of Seville is one highlight, as is classical guitarist Michael Havens, RSO music director David Stewart Wiley.
Just a great, versatile musician. And this is part of an all-Italian program where he will play the Carulli Concerto for Guitar and Orchestra. It's an RSO premiere.
And Grammy winner Cedric Burnside at The Spot on Kirk next Tuesday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at roanokeculturalendowment.org.